Okay, we are picking up Skeleton Crew tonight. We are picking up, let's just start three lines from the bottom of the Yamud of Dalarama Bays, because we kind of got sidetracked a little bit just talking about Purim Shulash. So we'll start with Tani Nami Hachi, which is three lines from the bottom of Dalarama Bays. Yossi? Yol, sorry. Nice to meet you. Okay. So we started three lines from the bottom of Dalarama Bays. So Tani Nami Hach. So again, we're just talking about the point that even though when they would move the reading of the Megillah up, but reading the Megillah up just meant that they would read the Megillah earlier than the 14th. But Matanos Lev Yonim was tied into the reading of the Megillah. So Gemara says Tani Nami Hachi Afal Pisha Amru B'Kvar L'Matim L'Kiyom HaKnisa. Even though we said that the villages could go back and they could start reading on the Yom HaKnisa, which is either Monday or Thursday, however, Govin Boba Yom, they still collect the money from Matanos Lev Yonim on that day. Machalkin Boba Yom, and they also give out the money for the poor people on that day. So Gemara asked just a question in the linguistics how it was written. It says Afal Pisha Amru. Did you mean to say that even though they said that you read it early, but they give out the money? He says, Adarabi, Mishum de Amruhu, because they said that you read the Megillah early, and we're connecting Matanos Lev Yonim to it, so therefore they're going to be able to get the money. So my answer is, you're right. Since we said that the villages are going to read on the Yom HaKnisa, which is Monday or Thursday, so Govim Baba Yom, they should collect the money that day, Umachakim Baba Yom, and they should distribute the money that day to the poor people. Imnesha and Nehem Shalaniim, Nisuos Bemikra Megillah, because the poor people, when they would anticipate that because Mikra Megillah is going on, they know that on Purim, people are giving out more money for tzedakah. So when you would, again, they would, if it wasn't on the 14th, it was being moved to the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th, you should also collect the money that day and give out the money to the poor people because they're anticipating getting it, and we don't want to get their hopes up and then dash them by not giving it. So turning now to Hey Amud Aleph, Aval, Simcha ain't on a hegas ela bismana, but the simcha which Rashi says of Michael and Mishnah, meaning the seuda of Purim, right? Up until now we've been talking about can you read earlier than the 14th? So we said yeah, there's circumstances that come up that you could read on days earlier than the 14th, but the mitzvah of the seudas Purim, of having the meal that you eat on Purim, and we're going to see also Mishalach Manos that is not moved up, and that gets done on the day of whatever day Purim is falling out. And again, just to kind of recap, because we were, I think we kind of like a little sidetrack with Purim Mishulash, in a year when Purim falls out on a Shabbos, okay, so in Yerushalayim, what they do is Friday they read the Megillah, Shabbos they will say Al Hanisim and Halal in davening, and Sunday is the day that they celebrate by having the Seuda on Sunday. So that would be a Purim Mishulash, as you'd split up when you're doing everything. So you do again, the reading of the Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim will be done on Friday. The Al Hanisim and saying Halal will be done on Shabbos. And Sunday they would do the Seuda and do Mishalach Manos on Sunday because they're not able to do it at any other time. We don't say halal. We don't say halal. We don't say halal. So they don't say halal. Very good. Okay. So they would say Al Hanisim. They would do on Shabbos, and then Sunday they would do the Seuda, and they would do Mishalach Manos. Okay, because they can't do that on. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's machlokas, but yeah, it would seem that you do. Okay, next Gemara is going to talk about now, okay, something, now switching subjects now. The Gemara is going to talk now about what happens if you are, when you're reading the Megillah, how many people have to be there when you're reading the Megillah? So we're on the first line on Hamad Aleph. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, Megillah Bizmano, when you're reading the Megillah in its proper time, meaning again, let's assume that we're reading on Yud Dalet on the 14th, or if you're a walled city reading on the 15th. So Karnasah, Filo B'Yachid, you can read it even privately because the whole purpose of reading the Megillah, the whole mitzvah of Purim, what's the mitzvah of Purim? Is Rashi says it's persume nisa. It's to publicize what the miracle was that took place. So when Purim is bismana, when it's in its proper time, you don't need to publicize anything. You don't have to have 10 people gather together to read the Megillah because everyone's doing it wherever they are. That's persume nisa. You're getting it automatically by people reading the Megillah on the day that they're by reading in its time. Shalom bismana basar. But let's say you're preempting the reading of the Megillah. Again, let's say just assume we're talking about a village and they're reading it on a Thursday or Monday before. So then you have to get it with it. You have to do 10 people because 10 people will publicize the miracle. Ravatsi Amar, Ben Bizmana, Ben Shlob Bizmana Basar, and Ravatsi argues and he says no. Whether it's on the day of Purim, on your Dalet, or whether it's early, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, you're going to have to read with 10 people. And Havi Uvda, V'chashle Rav, L'had Ravasi. And there was actually a case where the Megillah was read in its proper time, and Rav, who says that you don't need to have a minion of people when you're reading Bizmana, when you're reading in its proper time, still, because of Ravasi, he went ahead and he got 10 other people or 9 other people together so that he could read the Megillah with 10. Which, by the way, we pass, you do not need to have a minion when you're reading the Megillah. Barovam Hadras Melech, it's better to have 10 people, but if you don't, it's okay. Okay, now we're going to talk about something which, so the Gemara says, Umiyam Rav Haki, did Rav really say that you need to have 10 people when you're going to be reading the Megillah? V'am Rav Yehuda, Brei Rav Shmuel, Barashilas, Mishmei de Rav, Purim Shechal Yosef Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Mano. When you have Purim falls out on Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos is the time for it. So the Gemara asks, Erev Shabbos Mano, what do you mean Erev Shabbos? What do you mean that Erev Shabbos Friday is the time for Purim? But Shabbos Manam, who the time for Purim is on Shabbos. We're only talking about, do you preempt certain things and do them before? But of course, the time for Purim is going to be on Shabbos itself. When it says, Elalav Hachikamar, this is what it must mean when it says that Erev Shabbos is Manam. That Shalob is Manam Kizmanam, that not doing it in its proper time, meaning doing it earlier, is just like its time. In what sense? Maz Manam Afilu B'yachad, that just like when you're reading it Bizmana, according to Rav, we say that you do not need to have 10 people. You could read it by yourself. So, Af Shalob Bizmana Mafil B'yachad. So, too, if you're doing it early, you could also do it with one person. You don't need to do 10 people. So, how can we say before that we said that Rav said that that we said that he's going to agree that says that you need to have 10 people? We see that Shalob Bizmana is Kizmanam, that it doesn't need to have 10 people, that it's done just like if you're reading in the proper time. Gemara says, Lo, Le'en Yamirka Megillah. A Megillah Basar. As far as reading the Megillah goes, he says you still have to have 10 people doing it. Well, my Erev Shabbos Zman. What does it mean when it says that Erev Shabbos is the Zman for the Megillah when Purim falls out on the on Shabbos? Lafuka mit a Rabbi, the Amr Hol v'Nitchul Arayis v'Mkoman Yitchul Yom HaKnisa, because we learned last week, about a blot ago, we learned that there was, either according to Rebbe or according to Rabbi Yossi, we said that there was a discussion what happens when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Do they go back to Friday or do they go back to Thursday? We had discussed how you're supposed to do it. So Kamashlon, so it's telling us, the Erev Shabbos Manamhu, that is teaching us that just like Rebbe said, that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't go back 2 days if you're a big city. That if you're an unwalled big city, you don't go back to Thursday. You would do it on Friday. That would be the time that you're supposed to be reading the Megillah. Okay, next Mishnah. So Ezul Yir Gedolus. We said in the first Mishnah, we had said that if you're a big city, then you read on the 14th. If you're a village, you can go earlier and you can go to the Yom HaKnisa. And if you're an unwalled city, then you would go until you would read on the 15th. So Gemara wants to know, Ezel here, Gedolah, was considered to be a big city that we would be able to say that it would read on the 14th and it's not allowed to go back to the Yom HaKnisa. So Kol Sheyesh Bo Asara Batzlanim, whichever has 10 Batzlanim, which the Gemara will explain what that means, 10 people who are sitting idly, what does that mean? And Pachos Mikan Hari Zekfar, if it's less than that, they're like a village, and if they're like a village, then they can go back to the Yom HaKnisa. But if they have 10 people who are Batzlanim, then they would read on the 14th, and then the walled cities, again, no matter what, are going to read on the 15th. So once we're talking about the concept of when you're able to go back to reading the Megillah, so the Mishnah says, going on some other subjects, so regarding reading the Megillah, the Chachamim said that we can go back and read the Megillah again on the 11th or 12th or 13th. But for other things, you are not able to go early, but you have to postpone it. And what are they? If we have the Gemara in Tainus talks about that there, when the Bnei Yisrael were coming back to the Beis Hamikdash, so they didn't have enough wood. And there were certain families of Kohanim that had decided, they took upon themselves to dedicate the wood to make sure that there was enough wood for the Beis Hamikdash. So that became, forever after, those 8 families were entitled, that every year it was like a yomtiv for them. They would bring wood for the Beis Hamikdash and they would bring a special karbon. So let's say their day, that was their, again, this was a personal yomtiv for them. This was not like a national, nationwide celebration, but for these families, let's say that their day of, that it was supposed to be their day to bring the wood and to bring their karbon. So let's say it falls out on Shabbos, so they don't bring it on Shabbos, they would do it on Sunday. But Tisha B'Av, let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, As we know, you don't go earlier. You go the next day. You go on Sunday, and chagiga. If you have the carbon chagiga, which was the shami chagiga, that when let's say that it wasn't enough. There wasn't enough meat. Let's say people had the carbon pesach, so they would all register to have. You'd have 50 people eating this little lamb. There wasn't enough meat there, so they would also bring what's called the shami chagiga, which was basically meat that they would be using so that they could eat on Yom Tov. So let's say it was the day, if it's Shabbos, you're not able to shech the chagiga, and you would wait till Sunday. But Hakel, which was the once every 7 years after Shemitah, so the first year after Shemitah on Sukkot, so they all the Bnei Yisrael would gather together, and it would be the men, women, and the children. Okay, and Rashi says the reason why they postponed Hakka, why? Because there was a special mitzvah to bring even the children. Okay, so we're afraid that if you're going to bring the children, that either you're going to carry, if let's say they're too small to walk by themselves, you're going to carry them, or when they did the mitzvah of Hakel, there was a special wooden structure that they would build for the king to be able to read from the Torah. That's what he would do by Hakel. So we were afraid that they would build on Shabbos, and we don't want them, and you're not allowed to do it earlier because there would be problems space-wise in the Azara. So they would push it off to Sunday to do the mitzvah of Hakel. So those things, even though Megillah you do earlier, these things you don't do earlier, you do them later on Sunday. And the Mishnah, so going back now to Megillah, even though we said that you are supposed to, that you can preempt it, but you can't go later, but those days, again, let's say, use a simple example, Purim falls out, Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, so Yom HaKnisa is Thursday, so the villages are reading on Thursday. So even though they are reading on Thursday, and normally on Purim you're not able to fast, and you're not able to have Hespedim, but when you're preempting Yudalit to the 12th, which is Thursday, then you would be able to give Hespedim, you would be able to have fast, and again, you would do Matanis Levyonim, like we said in the Gemara earlier. I'm Rav Yehuda, and this we had this Gemara twice. So we had this mission twice already. I'm Rav Yehuda. Emasai, when do we say that the villages can read earlier than the 14th? That's Makom Shenichnasim Mesheni V'Chamishi. Only with normally the villagers come into the city either because they were bringing supplies to the big city people, or because they would come in for Bezdin, or because they were coming so that they could lane for them. So then if they normally come in on Monday and Thursday, and we don't want to be matriach them, we don't want to bother them to come in and start doing something, we don't want to make them come in on Sunday for Purim, and then come back again, we don't want them to come in on Monday, we don't want them to come in on, let's say if Purim was on Tuesday, we don't want them to have to come in on Monday for the Bezdin, and then come back Tuesday for the laning, so then you can move it up. That's only if they normally come from the villages into the big cities, as we said before. But but if they don't normally come in on a Monday and Thursday, and Karnosel of Ismano, you're not able to read it except in their time. The villagers can only read the Megillah on Yudalit whenever it falls out. Okay, the Gemara says, Tana, we said in the Mishnah that if what's considered to be a big city, if you have 10 batlanim. So what does that mean? So Tana, Asara batlanim shu beis haknesses. It means you have 10 people that are in the beis haknesses, meaning they're always there, ready so that when the minyanim were taking place, they wouldn't have to worry about getting a minyan together. And this, I'm just conceptually, if you think about it, what is this, like for example, people go to Orlando, right? So when winter break comes, you're going to have tens of thousands of Jews probably that are going to Orlando, when Orlando normally may not have 10 people. I don't know if that's really true so much nowadays, but let's say Orlando doesn't normally have, if it wouldn't normally have 10 people that are there the whole time, they're in the Beis Medrash, but they could have thousands of people there at one time. That would still be considered to be a small city. That's not considered to be Asar Batzlanim, and they would be able, the people of Orlando, if it was a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they would be able, in theory, to go back to the Yom HaKnisa. So that's like conceptually just what we're talking about, where you can have a very big city, but you may not have 10 batzlanim because it's just like it's a big vacation spot, but it's not something that you normally have people living there. Okay, the Mishnah said, so with these we said that you're able to go back on Megillah and not later. But for other things, we said that, so my time, what's the reason that we said that you can't go later? As we said before, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Shmuel, Amar Krav lo Yavor, that you cannot go later than the 15th. So the 15th is the last day that you're able to read the Megillah. But Amar Rav Abba, Amar Shmuel, something completely off topic that has nothing to do with Megillah, just we're saying, because he said something, we're saying two more pieces in his name. Minayin She'emon and Yamin L'shanim, how do we know that you don't count days for years? Meaning, if let's say on Rosh Chodesh, Rashi says, let's say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a person said, I'm going to abstain from drinking wine for a year. Okay? So it happens. So he's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You count 12 months later. It's now Rosh Chodesh Nisan the next year. So, but that's only in the lunar calendar. On the solar calendar, he still has another few days to make up because it's 365 days versus 356. So we say we don't count the days for the month. Meaning we look at the months. So if you do 12 Jewish calendar months, that's considered a year, and that's what it means when you say went that and that's considered a year. Shenamar lachad she'ashanu, because we count the months for the year. Harashim atamon elishan and viatamon yom lisham. You count the month. You don't count the days. Another subject. Along a similar track, Rabban in the case from Yishim Rababa Amru, Minayin Shem Mechashrin Shos HaKadashim. How do you know that you don't count hours to calculate a month? And again, this is talking about Rashi says, let's say someone says that if I don't return within a month, I'm going to get to, he says to his wife, if I don't return within a month, I'm going to give you my get. So we don't take a look and start counting the hours, we take a look at what the days are. Shenemar Ad Chodesh Yamim, until the days of until the month of the days, Yamim Atzim Mechashiv LaKadashim, you count the days to calculate the month. You don't calculate the hours to figure it out. So again, you just look at days as a whole. You don't start calculating hours for it. So the Mishnah had said that there were certain situations that we don't go, that we don't take a look at it and say that you can go do it earlier. You can only do it later. So the Gemara is going to explain what these items are. So Tisha B'av, Avozman Atzik Kohanim, V'Tisha B'av, V'Chagiga, V'Hakel, Ma'achmel, Ma'akdimin. You can go later, but you can't go earlier. So what's the reason? Tisha B'av, what's the reason? So Gemara answers, Akdumi Purani Lo Mekadmi. We don't want to bring upon ourselves bad things earlier than we need to. So if Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, you may say, why don't we just fast on Friday or Thursday, let's say, because you don't want to go into Shabbos. Why don't we just fast on Thursday? So the answer is because you don't want to bring Piranias. It's not good to bring sad things upon yourself before you need to. Even though everyone knows that it's going to be Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to do it. Chagiga v'Hakel, and for the Chagiga that we talked about in Hakel, the Gemara said, Mishum dekati lo matas man chiyuvai, because the time, the obligation for Hakel and Chagiga didn't start yet. It doesn't start until Yom Tov starts. So you can't say, I'm going to go ahead and bring my Chagiga on Friday. If Yom Tov didn't start yet, there's no chiyuv for a Chagiga yet. You can't say, I'm going to go ahead and do Hakel on Friday if the chiyuv doesn't start until after Yom Tov already started. So therefore, we can only do later. You can't do earlier. Tana, Chagiga, v'chol zman Chagiga, ma'achrin. So the Gemara is going to go now. The Brisa said this language, the Chagiga and the Zman of the Chagiga, okay, the Zman of the Chagiga, which really doesn't make a lot of sense. So that you go later, you don't go earlier. So there's going to be three explanations now. What does it mean, Zman Chagiga? So Gemara says, Bishlam Chagiga. So we understand that you can postpone the Chagiga. The imikol b'shabata, ma'achrinan lo lebasa shabata. That let's say the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so we go until the next day. We're going to wait until after Shabbos in order to bring the karban. El zman chagiga mai. What does it mean that the zman of the chagiga you do later and you don't do it? What does the zman of the chagiga mean? So again, three answers now. So Amar Rav Oshia, Pachi Kamar. This is what it means. Chagiga b'Shabbos. That the chagiga which you again you bring a carbon chagiga on Shabbos. There's also something else called an ola ri'ya, the olas ri'ya. When someone will come up to shalayim three times a year, they will bring a carbon ola, which will be brought completely on the mizbeach. Okay, so we say that the chagiga on Shabbos and the olas ri'ya, even on Yom Tov, which is the zman of the chagiga that you normally do it, you don't bring the olas re'iya on Yom Tov itself, okay? And we're going to learn the reason why is because you can bring a karban on Yom Tov where there's like a shlamim, let's say, where part of it goes to the mizbeach, part of it goes to the kohanim, and part of it goes to the owners. So then we say, okay, you can go ahead, you could do this avoda on Yom Tov to be able to bring that carbon because you're getting meat out of it. There's ochal nefesh, right? You're allowed to do things for ochal nefesh. So therefore we say for ochal nefesh, you can go ahead and you can do it. And olas re'iyah goes completely to Hashem. So if a carbon is being burnt, the olah is burnt completely. The owners don't get any of it. So if a carbon is being burnt completely to Hashem, then in that situation, we don't say that you could do that on Shabbos. So the Zman Chagiga means that the Chagiga on Shabbos and the Olah Sriya, even when it's the time of the Chagiga, let's say the Yom Tov was on Sunday, okay? So it's the Zman of the Chagiga and you could do the Chagiga. You don't do the Olah Sriya, you're not able to do that. Then you delay it until the next day. So Mani, who's that going? Like Beis Shammai, it's going like Beis Shammai. The Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Mevi'in Shlamim, B'yamtif, Ein Somchan Alem, that you're able to bring the Shlamim on Yamtif, but you don't do Smicha. Smicha is the act where the owners would take their hands and they would push down as hard as they could on the animals. You're not able to do that. So Beis Shammai says you're not able to do that on Shabbos and Yamtif because it's considered to be... It's muksa, because normally an animal's muksa. You're not able to do that to an animal. You could touch muksa, but you're not able to move muksa. So therefore, and they say that smicha is not a part of the shechita requirement. So therefore, they say that you're able to bring the shlam on Yom Tov, but you can't do the smicha. Avalo olos, but you can't do an olo, like we just said, because we said that the olos are not, none of it's going to the owner. Beis Hillel says you could do it on Yom Tov because they say that smicha is part of the whole process of the shechita, so they say you could do smicha also. Rava Amar, Rava says a different explanation. What does it mean? The zman of the chagiga, kozman chagiga me'achrin, that you could delay the chagiga for the entire Yom Tov. Okay, the halacha is that when you bring the chagiga, you're supposed to bring it the first day, but if you don't bring it the first day, you really have you have the entire Yom Tov to bring it, and the Brice is going to say Tfelo. But you can't do after. Once Yom Tov is over, you can no longer bring the Chagiga. Tanan, Mishlo Chag B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. If someone didn't bring the carbon on the first day of Sukkot, Chogeg V'Holach Es Kol Arego Kulo B'Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. He can go the whole entire Yom Tov. He has to bring the carbon Chagiga throughout the whole Sukkot, and even on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a different Yom Tov than Sukkot, but Shmini Atzeres counts enough that you can go ahead and bring the carbon even on the last day. If Sukkot passed and you did not do it, then we say that you shouldn't do it. You're no longer able to do it. And even though it's late, let's just finish up this one piece of Gemara, because then tomorrow we get into quote-unquote easier Gemara. The third explanation for what it means for the Zman Chagiga, Ravashi Amar, Chagiga v'chol Zman Chagiga ma'achrin, what does that mean? It's similar to the second answer that we just gave. V'afil atzeres t'chad yom ma'achrin. It's talking about for Shavuos. Shavuos is only, right, Shavuos you only have, Shavuos is one day, and then, or 2 days here, and just you have one day. But the halacha is that you're able to do tashlumin. For Shavuos, if you don't bring, we learn out from Sukkot, that if you don't bring the carbon on that day, you have another week to do it, just like you do for Sukkot. Which is why, in a lot of places, they don't say Tachanun for a week after Shavuos, because it's still considered the Tashlumin period to bring the carbon. So the Zman Chagig is referring to Shavuos. The Tanah Modim Shimchal Atzeres Yos B'Shabbos said if Shavuos falls out, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, Shiyom Tavoach Achar Shabbos, that you do the day of the Tvicha, the day of the slaughtering for the carbon, is going to be the day afterwards, is going to be Sunday. Okay, we will pick up again tomorrow night.